Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Children of God, today we read from Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 14. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. You are safe and loved. How many times have you said this to a little one? Safety is a building block of learning and developing. In order to learn successfully and even for the brain to develop successfully, a child needs to feel safe. If a child lives in fear, the child's life will be filled with many struggles and obstacles. The Bible passage for today gives the comfort of safety to all who have received the Spirit. As children of God, there is no need to live in fear. God is not a distant God removed from the lives of his children. It's the opposite. Through the Spirit, we have become God's children. What a comfort to know that God has made each one of us his dear children. There are two blessings highlighted in these verses that we receive as children of God. First is a blessing that we can confidently approach God as our Heavenly Father. He is our Father, and we can boldly and confidently take anything to him in prayer. We can also rest assured in the promise that God will hear the prayer as our Heavenly Father. Secondly, we are heirs of God, co-heirs of Christ. Through Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection, we receive the gift of salvation. The troubles and sufferings we face in this world are only temporary because we will one day receive the glory of heaven. There is peace and comfort in the feeling of safety. In this time of challenges and concern, we can all rest peacefully in the safety of our Heavenly Father. He has us in his arms and will not let us fall. One day we will be in heaven with our Heavenly Father. We pray. Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in his bosom gather. Nestling bird or star in heaven, such a refuge ne'er was given. Though he giveth and taketh, God his children ne'er forsaketh. His the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.